Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Greeting from Mount Vernon, Washington. I'm here in the Rosengard Garden. See beautiful tulips here. And I believe that the Lord will speak to you in this time of reading the scripture and praying together. And we're going to have faith touching heaven and changing earth. And we're going to see miracles, breakthroughs, and wonderful victory in your life, in your family, in the life of your loved ones, and in your church. I like what the Bible says, that God is faithful. In Joshua chapter 21, verse 45, not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. The Bible says that what He say will come to pass. He never lies. And we can trust Him that whatever we read from the scripture is true and amen and will come to pass. This scripture here that I just read, to stay on your mind day and night. You should be confident that God's word would come to pass. Not one word that He say in the Bible or from the Holy Spirit would fail. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, blessed be the Lord who has given rest to His people Israel according to all that He promised. Our God is a God of covenant. He has the promises. There has not failed one word of all His good promise, which He promised through His servant Moses. There has not failed one word of all His good promise. My brother and sister, we can be confident. We can have hope. We can have faith that God promised never fail. He will fulfill His promise. God would never go back on His word nor lie to His children. Psalm 89 verse 34, my covenant I will not break nor alter the word that has gone out from my lips. You can always count on God to be found faithful. He's the faithful God. God said that He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. This is the promise of God. So I'm going to read the promise of God here in the book of Psalm 103, verses 2 to 5. He shall satisfy your mouth with good things and that all your youth is renewed like the eagles. Psalm 103, verses 2 to 5 say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins, your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, and who satisfy your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Father, I believe that You are the good God. You are the wonderful God. And because we love You, we repent of our sin, and we come to You by faith, You're going to give my brand sister and myself good things, and our youth is renewed every day. We will not get old too soon. We will be strong. We can, Lord, do the great work for You until old age. Lord, we will continue to flourish even at the old age, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We believe in Your promise, Lord, that we will be satisfied with good things and our youth will be renewed like the eagles, Lord. We believe that this promise will be fulfilled in our life, Lord. Thank You so much, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says God showed His mercy to those who fear Him. Psalm 103, verse 11, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. I believe that you are the Christians who fear God. What does it mean to fear the Lord? It means to hate evil and to stand in awe before the Lord, to respect Him, to reverence Him. And we don't want to get involved with sin and evil things. And God said that He will show great mercy to us when we fear Him. So let us pray and believe in this promise together. Father, we promise You that we're going to walk in the fear of God all the days of our life, Father. And we believe because You promise us that You're going to give us and show us Your mercy, Your grace, Your favor, Lord. We're going to experience the great mercy Lord, sometimes we make some mistake, we make wrong decision, but your mercy endures forever, and you help us to resolve the problem, to get us out of troubles and hardships, and you will show mercy to us, Lord, that we will not be sick, and when the sickness attacks us, we're going to be healed quickly, and we will not live in poverty and failure, but you will show mercy to us to give us success and prosperity. And we're going to walk in the fear of God all the days of our life. When you correct us or warn us of some sin, we're going to repent quickly, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 103, verse 11. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. So I want to emphasize one more time. Please walk in the fear of God, and He's going to show His great mercy to you. He's a compassionate God. And we can really call Him to ask Him for His compassion on our life. We all need the compassion of God. We all make mistakes, and we can make wrong decisions in life. We don't know everything. Because of His compassion, we can really see the goodness of God in our life. Psalm 103 verse 13 in NIV say, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. Let us become the believer or disciple of Jesus who walk in the fear of God. And we can experience the compassion of God. You know, I'm so glad that God showed compassion to me many times. Sometimes I perform difficult surgery for my patients. According to my skill, I could not get it done and help my patients. But God showed compassion to me. He guides me. He helped me to eventually have a successful outcome for the surgery because I am the man who fears God. Let us confess together that we will experience the compassion of the Lord. Father, Lord, help us to hate evil, to reverence You, to honor You all the days of our life. And Lord, we can experience the compassion of God every day. You show compassion to us in our marriage, in our job, our business, in our ministry, in our traveling. We depend on Your compassion, Lord. And when we make mistake, You will compassionately forgive us right away, and You will turn the situation around for us, Lord. We thank You so much, Lord, that You always keep Your promise. We believe, Father, in Jesus' name, that we will be renewed every day by Your Holy Spirit. We will be strong. We shall experience Your mercy and Your compassion, and You heal all of our sicknesses, Lord. And You show goodness to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe and declare that the promises of God will happen to you, and you shall serve the Lord, and you shall live your life for the kingdom of God. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for praying with me now, and please come into other clips in this series called Praying God Promises.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.